This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On the Talk Radio Review, we're going to round up all of the stories that have been put forth by Talkers Magazine and discuss as many of them as we have time for with our illustrious cast of characters here. Jennifer Horn is on the program from KRLA in Los Angeles and also on the Good Day program. Also, we have Jay Kirshner, who is my partner daily. We have two partners. Jennifer's around. Jay's around more. Jay's more reliable these days than Jennifer is. So.
Always, actually. Not wasting any time getting into it.
There we go. I'm Doug Steffen, and the ladies are going to do the honors this morning. I thought we're gonna, every time we do this, I try to change it up a little bit so it isn't predictable. But, yeah, we get to talking about as many of the issues as we can. We're going to know what the issues are first. So, Jay, why don't you go through the list of the top 10 issues, according to the research done this week by Talkers Magazine for the country.
Yes. Number 10, the severe winter weather. 9, the World Economic Forum. Number 8, AI and deepfakes. That's a big one. 7, SCOTUS-Chevron agreements. Number 6, the U.S. Houthi strikes. Number 5, the Israel-Hamas war. Number 4, government shutdown and Ukraine aid. 3 is the Trump legal battles. Number 2, U.S. migrant crisis. And the number 1 story of the week, presidential race in the Iowa caucuses.
What a surprise, huh? Yeah, we were all sitting on the edge of our seat waiting to find out what that
I hit all that up.
This week. Yeah. All right, Jen, the people list, if you please.
All right, the guy who just won't go away starts off at number 10. Volodymyr Zelensky is on the list, just bubbling under. Number 9 on the list, Hunter Biden. Number 8, Supreme Court Justice Neil Gorsuch. Number 7, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Number 6, Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Number 5, the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. Number 4, it's a little mishmash. Lewis Kaplan is the judge in the E. Jean Carroll case that President Trump is in right now, alongside Alina Haba, who is President Trump's attorney. So they sit at number 4 this week. Number 3, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. And number 2, Donald Trump. Number 1 on the list, Chairman Joe himself, Joe Biden.
All right, Chairman Joe. What do you suppose it's like to have a meeting with Donald Trump the first time? You've never met him before, and his people say, well, you should hire this lady to represent you in this particular case. So he goes into a room, never met her before. She's never met him. What do you think that conversation is like? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I can speak from experience because I have a lot of friends who have worked for Donald Trump and who have met him for the first time. Yeah. And from somebody that I talked to in an Uber, who was someone who worked at Mar-a-Lago all the way up to someone who gave him national security advice, everybody says that he remembers your name, that he repeats a lot of questions, he has a great handle on a lot of things, and that he seems engaged, ultimately, in whatever you're talking about. So I've heard that from someone who worked in the kitchen at Mar-a-Lago, again, all the way up to an advisor level. So I know people like to think that he's probably this mean and evil, like, weirdo. But
no, I don't think he,
for the first time, seems to say good things.
You remember my first encounter with him when I was having lunch at Mar-a-Lago. He came over and wanted to know how the crab meat sandwich was.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. He seems
how was
to
it?
One, I don't know if I shared this with you, and maybe I didn't, but I just think it's interesting, a little behind the scenes. In 2022... I was invited to Mar-a-Lago because they had a release of the movie 2000 Mules. And so they had a thing. I got invited to go. I went. It was weird because it was like a cable prom. A political prom of, like, people that you'd see on the news. All the talking heads is very strange. But after is what's interesting. I got an Uber. And I was talking with the guys taking me back to my hotel, and he said that he had worked at Mar-a-Lago, that he worked in the kitchen, and that I said, oh, do you like President Trump? I wasn't putting my own thing. I said, did you like him? And he said, oh my gosh, he was a great man. He always remembered my name, my family's name. He would give, he was very generous. I guess he would give them bonuses and stuff all the time. So, I don't know. A lot of people, even if they don't work there anymore, seem to say nice things about him. And then there's people who write me nasty books. So it's a
mixed bag. Well, there's a reason for that often. I remember encountering Bill Clinton at the when I was much more active politically on the radio than I am now. It was the last day of the convention, if I remember correctly, and he came down. He was walking into. He was going to speak, and I was with somebody that was a member of sort of the political reality, the political staffs. And he'd met him once before, and he'd met me once before, and he remembered both of our names. And I thought, my God, how in the name of God does this guy remember with the thousands of people he meets, hundreds of every day? How do you remember? That's a gift.
And when I met him, he looked at you like you were the only person in the room. There's a sense of charisma. Yes. There's a sense of charisma that comes with leaders, whether we like their politics or not, mm-hmm. but you can tell when they have the it factor. My dad will tell you. Forever, before we realized how terrible he was, he always used to say Gavin Newsom was his favorite Democrat because the same thing. Gavin Newsom remembered his name, looked him in the eye, wrote him a note telling him how nice it was to meet him. It's like there's a special gift that comes with these leaders who find themselves in big office.
And it just comes natural. It doesn't feel forced.
I got a special gift for you, Gavin Newsom.
I do, too, now.
All right. Now, let's talk about Speaker Mike Johnson because he's done exactly what got his predecessor fired last year. He pushed through this legislation to keep the government open, with mainly the Democrats voting for the project and the idea. So is Johnson going to lose his job? Jennifer, you're pretty close to all of this stuff. For the ultra-conservatives in the House, the right-wing wackos, I call them, are sputtering, he's got to go. So how much of this stuff can go on? And what sort of, this is a sickness, I think, that is, it's just everybody's got to get everybody else. It's like impeaching the president. I guarantee you, I think that, do I need to wash my mouth out with soap? I think it'll be very likely. I see a path where Trump becomes the next president. And so, what happens under the circumstances, in the first day of office, I bet you the Democrats introduce some kind of impeachment, depending on where he is with his lawyer stuff, the legal stuff.
That's the sad thing. Yeah.
Don't even mention that. I don't want to put that thought out there.
I don't either, anyway. But people have been talking about it.
Yeah, well. Anyhow, so what's different about Johnson and his deal here to keep the government running from when McCarthy did the same thing in October? What do you think?
Well, I think that, first of all, I think that Mike Johnson didn't have as many enemies as Kevin McCarthy did. So Kevin McCarthy already was kind of at the forefront of getting a lot of attention by people in the Freedom Caucus and other members who were not happy with his tactics. So I think Johnson is a little more likable, and probably that helps him a bit. But I don't think that if Mike Johnson continues down this path, that the Freedom Caucus is going to stay favorable to him very long. So,
yeah, but why should
the
Freedom Caucus, so few of them, why should they have that much influence?
Because right now that's what they do. The House is so closely divided. It may
wrong.
Not be, but at the same that's time, right. Some people think that what they're fighting for is right. In many cases, I do think what they're fighting for is right. I mean, passing the government, and I think you'll actually agree with this, passing our problems down the road is only helpful to avoid chaos. It's not fixing anything. And so what are doing these politicians?
And it's just till March. This thing just keeps the can and goes
until
March.
Last time. It's just till January. Well, now it's just till March, and we just keep kicking the can down the road all the way until we can't kick it anymore. So at some time, we have to make a real switch and fix the problem. And that's why I think in the heart of the Freedom Caucus, what they're saying is right. It's just people don't have an appetite for the chaos or the appetite to make real cuts so that we can actually get to a place where
we have no leadership
going.
Really. And then the people say, well, Trump's the real leader, the real thing. Well, when he's in there, he creates chaos as well. You can't get people to agree to stuff. Often,
it's
and
just,
so
it's
where the heck
other politicians do too.
Yeah, all of them.
Their own corner. you know, and everybody's got their own perspective. And so instead of making things a little bit better and working towards the end goal on a path, it seems like we all want all or nothing. And that's what causes all the chaos.
So anyway, looking at the total, the tally here, the total was 170 Republicans backing the bill, 106 opposed to it. Wowie zowie. And then the Democrats, 207, supported it at any rate. This would be a challenge. And one of the things that's in here, one of the other items that's on the list, obviously, is the war with Ukraine and what's going on. The problem here is not only Ukraine, but also border security. And is there a compromise here? How do you get this stuff figured out? Now that we've jumped into all of this stuff and we are committed to all of this stuff, what do you do? I guess, was it Marjorie Taylor Greene who said this week that if he does the things that he's doing, she's going to try to introduce a motion to get rid of him? Well, she liked McCarthy. She'd like to have McCarthy back again, much as anything else, but.
Yeah, a lot of people are just disappointed because, you know, Speaker Johnson wants to keep everything going, and I think people would like to see him fight a little bit harder, and that's where the pressure's coming from.
So there's also a side discussion here I see, Jennifer and Jay, about abortion rights. One of the things we talked about on the Good Day program this week was the divide and how serious the main issues are that are distracting for the Republicans and the Democrats. In other words, the Achilles heel for the Republicans is the abortion fiasco. As with the Democrats, their number one Achilles heel is immigration and what's going on the border. And I don't see how these things are getting fixed. Well, in a sense, there's a way to fix them with regard to the states that are voting to put put Roe v. Wade, in essence, in their state back into effect. That's happening consistently. I don't see any consistent way to fix the border, because there's one day the Biden people say one thing and the next day they sort of act in a different way. So what in the world? The debate over immigration, certainly when you look at Biden's approval rating, this is the number one thing that's dragging him down. And so
because all you have to do is look and see the problem.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right, coming up, a discussion of the Israel-Hamas war, what's going on there. We have our focus also on what's going on in terms of the social media world. Some interesting things about Reddit coming up here on the Talk Radio Review.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Social media time now on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirstner, Jennifer Horn on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. And normally during the week on the Good Day program at 20-ish past, whatever, 23, 24 after the hour, we take time, spend 4 or 5 minutes on whatever may be trending from social media, some comments from listeners on social media, or what's going on in the technology. So we were just talking off the air about Reddit, and they're set to launch an IPO now. They've been trying for the last couple of years to go public. They see now is the time to do it. And I think that this is something, they value this company at $10 billion. So the founders of it will have a good payday. But the reason that I think it's interesting, and Jay and I have talked about this, they've brought in this past year, not a lot of people have paid attention to it, but yet there's a serious focus on it because they brought in $800 million in advertising revenue. So somebody's using it. Somebody's liking it.
Well, people are using it. It's good for blogging or people if they want to get outsiders' opinion on things but remain anonymous rather than post on their other social media where their friends and family may see. They'll do the subreddits.
What are the most used websites? Other than Facebook and Instagram and X? There are millions, tens of millions TikTok. Of people, hundreds of millions of people. I don't even mention TikTok on the air because they're connected to the Chinese government. I give them no credibility whatsoever. But the younger generation is so clueless about stuff like this, about our relationship, what the Chinese government is all about. They just use it because it's fun. And we don't care about anything unless it's fun. There are. I'm sure I'm swimming upstream on that one, but I have no use for it, and I don't want to talk about it. I think the first thing I was ever on was Reddit back in the days. I think I remember being in Redding, California, when I first learned about Reddit. And isn't that funny?
Come on, you're making that up.
No, I'm not. It was 1991, I think. I had a meeting with some folks out there and went to visit a station in Chico, and that's when I learned about Reddit. So there.
In 1991? That's impressive because it started in 2005.
Reddit did?
No. You're a time traveler.
No, I think there was Reddit was around in the 90s.
You knew it.
Doing something. Yeah, I am a time traveler. You're right.
You're a shaker.
All right, well, let's bring the quantum physics focus back to comments from listeners on our social media. The stories that you were following this week, Jay, who have we got following what? Some of this stuff is pretty obvious, and some of these people, nice to hear from them. I want to talk like Donald Trump has responded. No, that's not Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump has responded, saying anyone else here seem to think the news media is useless.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yep. Yep. I think we can all, it's a unanimous decision.
But this is about, but yet, this is a program about what News Talk Radio is all about. So, if we have the purest definition, if you will, of News Talk Radio, we're talking about what's in the news. Maybe we're talking about stuff that really isn't true. Maybe we're just following something, you know, mm-hmm. I look at all of my various sources every day. This lady I was on the plane with talking about lots of different things last night wanted to know what my sources were for the conversation. And I went through the list of newspapers I look at every day and websites and that sort of thing. And we decided that there wasn't much there that you could really count on. So what the heck are we doing, I guess, to ourselves in the sense of what is mm-hmm. the news? And how do we?
What if we are all actually in a deep fake simulation?
Yep, exactly. All right, what else do you have for comments about
Martin J. says, following that CNN is refusing to declare Trump the winner in Iowa.
Why?
It was silly because what a lot of the networks did after Trump won, I mean, in a huge way, you can say what you want, but he won 51%. A lot of the networks came out and said, well, that's really not that much, even though it was historic.
Yeah, but
that's
why
really
do you
not
expect?
That much. He lost 50% of Iowa.
Yeah, well, what do you expect? And that's kind of true when you look at the numbers.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. It is a landmark Department of Justice report released Thursday into the shortcomings of law enforcement officers who responded to the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in May 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland announced the 600-page DOJ report. It said the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
The mass shooting left 21 killed and 17 others injured, including many young children. More snow's in store for more than 100 million Americans for this weekend. Forecasters say two back-to-back storms will spread at least 3 inches of snow across some 18 states, from Wyoming to New York. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now 34 after the hour of the Talk Radio Review, rounding up some of the stories, our thoughts on the big stories of the week, according to the list that's prepared by Talkers Magazine. You can find it at talkers.com and at gooddayshow.com. Jay Kirshner is here from the Good Day program, Jennifer Horn from Good Day, and also Carol A. I'm Doug Steffen. Before we move on to something else, I'm thinking about something that Trump, there's a couple of Trump. Well, Trump is obviously in his own world. I think, what is he, number two this week? There was a social media post in which he said that presidents should be immune from criminal charges for anything they do while they're in office. That's something, I mean, you'd expect him to say something like this.
Well, it's, by the way, it's actually true via the Constitution. It is true that the president...
So you could kill, the president could murder his vice president and
wait a second.
Nothing would happen.
So there's a but. So you are immune from crimes. Because think about it. If you launch a war, like, you can't... When somebody, a wartime president, gets out of office, they can't be put on trial for launching attacks against their enemies. So there is an immunity that's offered through the Constitution. But there is also the ability of Congress to impeach someone. And that's exactly what happened to Trump. So he was impeached, and then he stood trial in the Senate, and he was acquitted in the Senate. And so his legal team is saying that because he was acquitted in the Senate, there's no way that he could be criminally charged because it's double jeopardy, essentially. Make sense?
Yeah, that does. But what about other things that he could do or anybody could do?
It would be the same process.
Well, he could shoot somebody and
I think what would happen is, I think what they're saying is that the impeachment would have to happen, and then the trial would be the Senate. So you could be, I guess, arrested, impeached, and then the Senate would impeach you, and then you could sit trial for whatever charges. You'd be arrested, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. So as long as you're on Trump for a minute, apparently some of his lawyers were before the Supreme Court this week, and they were arguing that, I think we were talking about this off the air, removing him from ballots would unleash chaos and bedlam. There are people who, there's a book out now, and it was not, by the way, the stimulus for the movie that's coming out this summer about a civil war in America. But there is a book that I became aware of yesterday, actually last night on the plane. This lady I was talking to was touting a book that she'd read about civil wars and what causes them and what creates them. And it's people and situations that we have, like we have here in America, but there are a lot of other countries that are on the verge of civil war because there's so much dissension. Really, the amount of chaos. So in terms of Trump and the Supreme Court, he filed a brief asking the court to rule that the 14th Amendment doesn't prevent him from appearing in the primary. What's the argument?
What's really strange about this, and I had someone on from who actually filed a brief on Trump's behalf from the Pacific Legal Foundation in this matter, and that is after the Civil War. So in the 14th Amendment, it said that you could not run for office if you were part of an insurrection or overturning of government after the Civil War. Of course, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But they voted. There was an amendment in Congress that actually nullified that to only a certain class of only two different congressional classes to take care of people who were part of the Civil War and who were not with the unified America afterwards. So what they're arguing that Trump cannot be on the ballot with the 14th Amendment was actually nullified by Congress. And this group that I talked to, really interesting, you do well talking to him. He's a really nice guy. They filed a brief within the Supreme Court saying that law doesn't even exist anymore. So I don't know why Trump's legal team hasn't picked up on this. Maybe they don't know. And that's sadly the case, is that I think you get so many lawyers out there arguing for things and they haven't even read the changes that have happened.
Yeah. All right, anyway, and the same thing went on in Washington State and yada, yada, yada. The other thing that I find interesting before we move on to the Chevron rule is the fact that Andrew Yang, who was in New York's political circle, he ran for mayor, and didn't he run for something else?
I mean, he ran for president, didn't he?
Yeah,
he
was
last
on the,
time around.
Yeah, mm-hmm. last time around. Very interesting candidate. So he's stumping for Dean Phillips in New Hampshire. Apparently, Dean Phillips is gaining some traction in places like this. There was a debate, sort of, on News Nation the other night. And let's see, Dean Phillips was there. Zenk Younger, I never can pronounce his name. Can you do it better than I do?
No, not right. From the Young Turks, yeah.
Yeah, well, he was on what was the liberal network that I was on in the morning and he was on? Lasted for a few years. What the heck was the name
of
that?
Was it Air America?
It may have been Air. There were two of them. It may have been Air America. Anyway, he's got a lot of gas. that I remember about him. Anyway, who's the third person? Williamson. Marianne Williamson was a part of the debate.
The forgotten candidate.
Well, she's actually got a lot more to say, for me anyway, even though she's kind of an egomaniac. She has a lot to say about stuff that I frankly agree with, a whole lot of what she says about what the attitude in our country should be toward, a lot of the issues of the day.
It's just sad because they don't get any coverage.
No. The news media dismisses them.
No way.
News media
dismisses them. That is the election interference, when the media only chooses to cover certain candidates.
Much more so impactful than what the Russians do by trying to hack or the Chinese or whomever. This is the fact this news media in this country is so damned corrupt.
So blatant.
It is. Oh, it really is. It's laughable, the stuff that goes on. All right, the Supreme Court this week took up what's called the Chevron rule. And no, it has nothing to do with Chevron oil, although it kind of does. This is a rule that allows government bureaucrats, people who are not elected, to make rules to promulgate rules and regulations and to enforce them. And this is something that goes back, I think, to the 1980s. I am so hepped up about this. I just hope that the Supreme Court stands its ground and throws this damn thing out. The three most liberal members of the Supreme Court don't want to throw it out. The rest of them seem to. At least that's the way their body language and the questioning went. And if you don't know about it, this is one of those unseen things. I'm certainly glad it made it to the top 10 this week as far as talkers are concerned. I'm afraid that a lot of people don't understand it yet. I hope that there will be more information forthcoming so that people can understand the gravity of the situation. I use as an example a guy from this 23-year-old wet behind the ears Jerkelberger from the EPA who came to my farm once and said he was trying to discuss waterways and what the federal government could regulate, and there was a puddle in my driveway, and he said, that's a waterway, we're going to regulate that. And I threw him off the farm. And that's the kind of stuff, though, that's not really an extreme example. We all know, and we've all had experience probably with one regulation or another, depending on, I mean, in our business, the Federal Communication Commission has decided that they don't want to open up or broaden the way that the stations are owned. And therefore, you know, almost they resign us, or the radio world, to a secondary position because radio has been so inundated or affected by podcasting and things like that that it can't survive the way that it is. Look at one of the biggest companies in the radio business declared bankruptcy last week. And yet the FCC said, nope, because there are more Democrats than Republicans, and the three Democrats, yep, they got together. Nope, we're not changing the rules at all. Well, who the hell are you? Well, you're not a legislative body. It should be the legislature that decides that, not you guys. And this, it's across the board. You look at any rules and regulations from any of these agencies, the damn things are out of control. So this would limit, this would curb their ability to interpret their own regulations. And I hope the Supreme Court does exactly what we're suggesting here. What about it, ladies? You following this? You know anything about it?
This is the first time I've heard about it. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
And
yeah.
I follow this stuff pretty closely.
Yeah, no, check it out. It's on the list here. All right, let's pause for a moment, and we'll dismount, regroup, and attack as we continue on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio and the Talk Radio Review.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab you a trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back in focus here at 46 after the hour in the Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. So let's talk about the war in the Middle East between Israel and Hamas and the continuing protests that are happening here and elsewhere around the world. There is a focus, interestingly enough, on Israeli women who are in the military. There are female soldiers on the front lines. I remember going down to the Jordan River. Remember, were either of you with me on the day that I was
that
at
when you did
the
it,
Jordan
yeah.
River? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the two women that I talked to, they were both soldiers. When I walked down, the Jordan River is like Bating Brook that goes through my property. It's about 20 feet wide. You know, you hear all of the stuff about when Jesus got baptized in the Jordan River, yada, yada, yada. So the Israeli soldiers are on one side and the Palestinians are on the other. And they talk to each other all day long. They become friends. And, you know, it's it was really a very interesting. I watched them, and then I was talking to the two Israeli soldiers, and then I started talking to the two Palestinian soldiers that are on the other side of the river, because you can have a conversation because it's only 20 feet wide there.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you the irrelevance of some of this stuff. I'm talking about the reason for the war. The Palestinians do not want to fight with the Israelis. The Palestinians, the Muslims, and the Jews, and the Christians all get along fine in Jerusalem and pretty much everywhere around Tel Aviv or any place that they have connection up and down the border. It's not until these sorts of things like the invasion of the body snatchers here from Hamas. Right, exactly. So anyway, Israel this week apparently reduced the intensity of the campaign in the northern part of Gaza. The sounds of gun battles apparently are becoming less frequent. I can see this thing, Netanyahu has, it almost feels like he's had enough. This week it became known that a public school in Brooklyn, this is one of those things, the teacher wants to teach the kids what to think, not how to think. So he puts a map of the Arab world on the blackboard or whatever it is, the wall of the school. And he omits Israel and says, this is what the map of the Arab world should look like. How do you get away with that? Seriously, how do you, as a public school teacher, get away pulling a stunt like that? We've got a real problem in our school system, as we all kind of know.
Yep.
And then the story of the three 20-year-olds that walked into the path of the students in Vermont that waited for the students, I can't pronounce their names, and it's not important to the story, the Palestinian students that were shot in Vermont. You know that story? Have you heard that? What happened with that bunch? This has been all over the place. This is another example of what happened since Israeli occupation began in the West Bank and all the protests that are on, Burlington, Vermont's a big college town. So the fact that there are people being accosted even in Burlington, Vermont, but mm-hmm. college campuses all over the place, if you don't believe what we say, you should be, shot. And that's what happened. So this is a real, again, misinformation. And the reason I brought the thing up in Brooklyn is because that's the seed for the misinformation that creates the kind of scenarios that, like we talk about in Vermont, where these people were shot because they don't have the right information. They have a spin on things, which is really dangerous circumstances, I think. 10 before the hour now here.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Friday on Good Day, Money Pit time, because the weekend is upon us. Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of this fabulous, famous program, because people are talking, you know, you think that just people in America are talking about the Money Pit radio program, but actually there's a big audience for it in South America. And so they're listening because they want to know how to fix the... You have a Spanish version of this, right, Tom?
No, but it's funny, though, because, you know, we get the reports from the podcast, and sometimes, you know, we'll see some crazy countries that we never thought we were popular in.
Exactly.
Apparently we are.
Yeah, right.
Must be the expats.
There you go. The lady listening in Minnesota named Dina, this is one of the listeners to this program, wants to know what would cause her pilot flame to keep going out on her gas water heater. That's a good question.
So two things, Dina. So first of all, if the water heater is dirty, the burners are dirty, and you can see that, you know, if you turn the water heater off or turn the flame down and look into that burner compartment, which is usually pretty easy to get to, sometimes you'll see a lot of flakes of rusts laying on top of the burner, and that can cause the pilot flame to have problems. And the second thing is the thermocouple. So the thermocouple is the sensor that's in the path of the pilot flame, and its job is to tell the water heater whether or not you have a gas burning or not before it brings on the main burner. So if the thermocouple detects a flame, the burner comes on. If it does not detect a flame, the burner stays off. So it's one of those two things that's causing the problem.
Wow. All right, get to that. Now, you and I were talking off the air of a problem that I'm having. I live in a 120-year-old house, a big old farmhouse, and it has it had originally some stone wall work, and then they used, at some point in time, I think probably in the 40s, they sort of reconstructed the walls in the basement using forms and concrete and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
The floor is smooth. We have a couple of sump pumps. I've never seen in the 7, 8 years, let's see, almost 9 years I've lived in that house, never seen a drop of water in the basement. Not a drop.
Yeah.
So the other day we had 45, 50-mile-an-hour winds. It rained 4 inches in a couple of hours. And so I went downstairs to exercise because I have a little gym downstairs. And the water, the rugs are soaked with water, and there's puddles of water.
Right.
And so they vacuumed it all up, moved all the stuff up. But my guy's looking at this little crack in the floor, just a hairline crack in the floor. He says, I think this is the problem. So I want to know from you how that could happen.
So first of all, don't think, you talked about how your walls are built and such. It doesn't matter how the basement's built. It's not going to float, right? No matter what you do, you're not going to keep the water out by painting walls or any of that kind of stuff. It's just not going to happen. The water's going to find its way in. Now, it will often find its way in through the path of least resistance. And I have seen this happen, Doug, where gutters blocked, water overflows, flows down along the outside foundation wall, pushes underneath the footing, and then comes up as like a geyser in the middle of a cement floor. So maybe, you'd have to see it happening to determine that. That might be how it got in, but it doesn't matter.
Trip to Framingham, Tommy.
It doesn't matter. You're not going to solve your water problem by sealing that crack. You're going to solve your water problem by cleaning your gutters.
Yeah.
And exactly. I think it's also a good idea when you have really heavy rain like that to go outside, as long as it's safe. I mean, if it's 40-mile-an-hour winds, obviously it's not. But if you got heavy rain, go outside and look up at your roof, look up at the gutters, look at the downspouts, see what's happening with the water around your property.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be surprised. You'll see exactly why you have issues, because that water will show you where it is, where it's laying, where it's puddling, where it has to get moved away from the house, and so on. And that'll solve it.
One of the things that they were thinking of putting hydraulic cement, cut a hole and all this stuff. But I think
this is wrong thinking.
That's over. You don't.
Wrong thinking.
Wrong thinking.
Yeah, they all think, hydraulic cement, that'll stop the water.
Yeah.
But you don't think there's more cracks in your basement somewhere else? It's not going to stop the water. You stop the water by managing the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's stuff all around the house, flower beds and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, if you have, like, I often see borders, around the house where they've got brick or block or something, or railroad ties. That's holding water against the house. That's what I put around the house when I want to make the basement leak.
One of the things I did when I moved into the house was put stone all the way around the foundation.
Well, stone is good to stop erosion, but it doesn't, obviously it doesn't stop the drain. It's two things you should have is the most important, which is the gutter management.
Right.
But in terms of the grading, the soil should slope away from the walls and should drop about 6 inches over 4 feet.
Right.
And then have something to control erosion on top of it, which could be the stone.
Huh.
But not topsoil. With filter.
No, just mud.
Topsoil is too organic.
Yeah, right.
Just have fancy mud.
All right, so there. For all of us who have had that sort of a problem this week, there's Tommy helping you out. Check everything out. The Money Pit podcast, all of the things at the Money Pit, moneypit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.